Good evening, and thanks for joining us for Eastern Sierra Now, your source for timely, trusted local news, with just enough personality to keep things interesting. Tonight, we've got a little bit of everything, from mountain updates and midweek weather, to community events, arts opportunities, wildlife closures, and what drivers need to know before hitting the road. It's one of those true, only in the Eastern Sierra lineups. And speaking of breaking routine, today happens to be National Old Stuff Day. It's a day to step out of the usual, shake up the schedule, and try something new. So if you normally scroll past the weather, maybe don't tonight. Live dangerously. Before we get started, a quick thank you to today's sponsor, JS Automotive, keeping the Eastern Sierra rolling, one tune-up at a time. And while you're in the spirit of trying new things, don't forget to take part in the ESN Epic Eats poll. This month's competition has been so spirited, let's call it passionate, that we've expanded voting through March. Democracy is alive and well in the Eastern Sierra. Cast your vote the right way at easternsierranow.com/epiceats. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media so you never miss a local update. All right, let's get into tonight's stories. The Bishop Mule Day celebration is back with a theme befitting 2026, 250 years of long ears celebrating mules in America. That's right, this annual showcase of our four-legged, long-eared neighbors runs May 19th through 24th in Bishop. Organizers say it's a salute to America's humble, hardworking mules, animals with deep roots in the country's development and in the Sierra itself. The event is more than just a parade of animal talent. It's a full-on festival with competition, demonstrations, and plenty of mule-centric lore. Veteran announcers who've been crowd favorites for years, including rodeo and event legend Bob Tallman, will be calling the action along with Steve Kenyon, known to folks in the Western sports and TV world. Their job? To keep you in the know and entertained as saddle and pack mule competitions unfold. And if that weren't enough, this year's Spring Fling, a popular community celebration tied to Mule Days, is scheduled for April 11th and promises its usual mix of fun and fanfare alongside the main shows. The festival doesn't happen without financial support, and sponsors are taking bows in recognition. A reminder that this long-standing local tradition is powered by community and commerce alike. If you're interested in sponsoring the Mule Days event, be sure to reach out to them. It's a great way to get your business out there and support local. Mark those calendars, Eastern Sierra. You won't want to miss the mules, or the memories. Heads up for drivers and outdoor lovers, North Landing Road, north of the Crowley Lake Reservoir, is now closed to public vehicle traffic for wildlife protection. This temporary closure runs through April 22, 2026, and is designed to reduce disturbance during the prime breeding season for the greater sage grouse, a species of special status in Mono County. The closure affects access along that stretch of road. And yes, it will be lifted in time for the annual Mono County fishing opener. If you had big plans for that backroad gravel cruise, now's the time for a scenic detour. But for sage grouse and other local critters, it's all about giving them space, right when they need it most.
Folks, if your car's been making a weird noise, and by weird noise, I mean a sound you've been ignoring for 3 weeks, it might be time to visit JS Automotive in Bishop. JS Automotive is the shop where your vehicle goes from please don't break down on 395 to wow, that actually feels smooth. These are the people who treat your car like it's part of the family. The functional part, of course. From routine maintenance to full-on mystery diagnostics, the team at JS Automotive has the tools, the talent, and the patience to deal with whatever story your engine is trying to tell. Even if that story starts with, "So I hit a pothole," they're local, they're trusted, and they've been keeping Bishop rolling for years. So if your check engine light has been on long enough to qualify as emotional support, take the hint. Head to JS Automotive. JS Automotive, fixing cars, saving weekends, and keeping you confidently cruising through the Eastern Sierra.
Winter backcountry heads and safety nuts, take note. This Wednesday, March 4th, the Eastern Sierra Avalanche Center, ESAC, is hosting its final Avalanche Awareness Night of the season. These popular evenings offer a chance to learn from professionals about snow stability, safer travel techniques, and other essential avalanche info. Free, educational, and appropriately timed as more folks hit late-season snowfields, it's one last shot to sharpen your risk awareness before spring conditions take hold. Meanwhile, ESAC is also seeking community support for a California State Parks Off-Highway Vehicle, OHV, Education and Safety Grant. That grant would help fund OHV-specific avalanche safety outreach and education, a growing need as more riders explore winter terrain. The public comment period on the application runs through early May. So now's your chance to weigh in if you've got thoughts on avalanche education or backcountry safety. Safety isn't just about gear. It's about information and community, too. Artists, creatives, and admirers of art, this one's for you. C5 Studios Community Arts Center is inviting submissions for a new art show titled Uncommon Threads. The exhibition is seeking traditional and non-traditional works revolving around threads, stitches, and fibers. It's all about celebrating a side of art too often overlooked in the modern world. Whether it's knitting, crocheting, embroidery, weaving, sculptures, felting, sewing, or something entirely new, share your work. Pieces should be submitted by March 21st and ready to display. Visit the C5 Art Studios website or contact them directly for more information. Drivers, planners, and commuters, here's your weekly heads up. In Kern County, expect intermittent outside lane and shoulder closures along SR14 as crews work to seal cracks in the area. Additionally, the Rosemount Boulevard ramp along SR14 will be closed on Thursday for lane delineation work. In Inyo County, expect shoulder closures in Death Valley for traffic sign installations. Affected routes include SR127, SR178W, and SR190. Additional projects are ongoing in the area, so remain cautious. Remember, these projects aim to keep our highways safe and smooth, but patience and planning make that work go easier for everyone.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Here's your latest update from Mammoth Mountain. The base depth is holding at 76 inches, with spring conditions across the mountain. Terrain access remains strong, with 178 trails, 23 lifts, and 10 terrain parks currently open. The mountain picked up 1 to 2 inches of new snow, adding a light refresh to the surface. Expect partly cloudy skies through the day, with moderate winds easing as the afternoon progresses. Surface conditions will be hard and fast early, particularly in shaded areas and on the upper mountain. Skiers and riders are advised to use caution and stay within their ability level. As always, check for real-time updates before heading out and plan accordingly for variable visibility and firm early conditions. Let's take a look at the forecast for the Eastern Sierra through midweek, focusing on Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. Starting in Bishop, expect pleasant spring-like conditions today with highs in the 60s, mostly sunny skies, and dry weather throughout the day. Overnight lows will dip into the low 30s. Tomorrow, similarly, mild temperatures continue with sunny to partly cloudy skies, and highs likely in the 60s again. Overnight lows will remain cool, falling again near the low 30s. And by Wednesday, the cloud cover increases a bit, but conditions should stay dry and partly sunny with highs near the mid-60s, and lows dropping to around 29 degrees tonight. Up in Mammoth today, expect cooler mountain air with highs generally in the low 40s. Skies will be a mix of sun and clouds. Overnight temperatures fall well into the upper teens. Similar cool weather continues tomorrow with sun and clouds, and daytime highs in the 40s. and Wednesday, conditions remain cool, with continued chances for snow showers, especially at higher elevations, and partly sunny breaks at times. Highs will generally stay below freezing or just above it. That's your Eastern Sierra weather update. We'll keep tracking changes as they develop, especially at mountain elevations where conditions can shift quickly. That's a look at what's happening around the Eastern Sierra, from mountain conditions to community events, wildlife reminders to local art. It's a busy start to the week. Again, thank you to today's sponsor, JS Automotive, for supporting local news. And don't forget, the Epic Eats poll has been extended through March. If you haven't voted yet, now's your chance to do it fair and square. Head to easternsierranow.com/epiceats and make your pick count. If you enjoyed this update, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like this video, and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media for breaking updates and daily stories. And since it's National Old Stuff Day, maybe tomorrow take a different route to work, try a new coffee spot, or finally watch the whole news report instead of just the first 2 minutes. We won't judge. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.